It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here, checking out the episode and the series. Please do hit that subscribe button. I put out three new interviews every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcasts. It's Spotify and Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or again, anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, actress Tegan Croft. We're going to be talking about the movie True Spirit. It's a new film on Netflix, and it's based on the true story of Australian sailor Jessica Watson, who become the youngest person to sail solo, nonstop, and unassisted around the world. Tegan's going to tell us about learning to sail for the part. She didn't know how to do that really before. Getting to know the real Jessica Watson, and why so many people wanted, or at least expected, her to fail. Tegan's also going to discuss David Bowie's presence in the film, something I was very attentive of. Her own favorite song to calm herself down to, sharing superhero backgrounds with co-star Anna Paquin, and looking forward to the upcoming second half of Titans Season 4. All that and more, we're talking True Spirit. It's Kyle Meredith with Tegan Croft.
How you going?
I'm doing great over here. It's a pleasure to meet you. Let me be probably the thousandth to congratulate you on a wonderful and extremely inspiring movie here with True Spirit.
Well, thank you. It never gets old. Congratulate me every time.
Can do. So here you have it. This is all based on a true story. Sailor Jessica Watson. How familiar with the story were you going into this?
Well, I wasn't super familiar with it, though I should be. I mean, she's a huge part of Australian culture. She's so embedded into, you know, our, like, we're taught about her growing up and stuff. And I was actually there when I was 6 years old. I was there at Sydney Harbour to welcome her in with my family, but I didn't remember it. So I know, I forgot all about it until the audition came across my lap and my parents were like, oh my gosh, we were there. We were there to welcome her in, which is amazing.
So at least you do have a little tie in there. That's kind of crazy, though.
Exactly. And maybe if you squint hard enough in the footage, you'll see me running around. I don't know. I've got to take another look.
There's some meta thing happening there then.
Yeah, with definitely. Definitely.
Young. So the then you get the part. Right. Exactly. So you get the part in this. And I don't know how much movie magic goes into a movie like this, but how much training then do you have to do to prepare for this? Like what did you have to train for?
Well, I mean, I'd literally never sailed before in my life. So I had to kind of go into a bit of a boot camp with my trainer, Danielle Hutchison, who helped me literally go from zero to hero with sailing. And I was sailing three weeks of like at least 4 days a week, a couple hours a day of just kind of drilling, learning how to sail. And I found a real love of it that I was shocked by. I mean, I wasn't expecting to find such enjoyment in the precision and, you know, always going towards perfection and the optimal angle for optimal speed. You know, I think there's something really, really fun about that.
Isn't that one of the best things about a job like this, though? It's all the traits that you get to pick up along the way because of roles.
Yeah, completely. Oh, completely. And also the fun you get to have risk-free. I mean, what she did was insanely dangerous. And I was able to kind of recreate it and have just as much fun, but, you know, no risks.
So, you know, we hear about in other movies, just, you know, when there's water involved, just how taxing it is to constantly be shooting in the water. Is that the experience that you had on a set like this?
I think the most taxing thing was that because there was so much water CGI, it was very specific how we had to shoot it. We had to make, like, they budgeted every window they might see and every, you know, bob of water on the outside. So it's really like, it was very specific. Like, it's a very specific film to shoot, and like knowing that there's so much CGI and like I had to stand in certain places that, you know, but it was a great challenge to overcome. You know, they say creativity thrives with boundaries, I think. Maybe not boundaries, some other word, but you know, with you know, overcoming obstacles, you know, brings out some creative juices. And it was tough to film on the water and film, you know, in the tank, and there were so many rigs and so many different sets, but it was so fun. You know, that was part of the fun of it.
Well, it all pays off. I mean, those storm scenes, to be a viewer, it is so nerve-wracking to watch that in the best way.
No, it's nerve-wracking for me, and it's me up there. Like, I swear to God, my sisters are watching it the other night, and my littlest sister, she's only six, and she had a face in the couch and like her bottom up, and she was just like, didn't want to watch. She's like, there's scary music, I don't want to see it. It is crazy. I mean, Sarah did such a good job of portraying how terrifying those situations would be. I just don't think people would have thought about how, like, truly, yeah, how truly life-threatening what she did was.
So how much did you get to know the real Jessica?
I got to know her a couple, like, I met her with her a few times. We hung out a bit, but she was really lovely in the fact that, so me, Sarah, the director, and her, we all had a big dinner right before filming started, and we discussed how we wanted the character of Jess to be a character that we kind of create, and I put my own spin on and Sarah puts her spin on, and, you know, heavily inspired by Jess. And so, and Jess was so lovely about like, oh God, I don't even care, you know, like she was really supportive of the idea of creating a character within its own right, not just a mimic of her.
Well, it seriously, in seeing the parts, like, I think one of the most surprising thing is just seeing how there's so many people that wanted her to fail, like, just right? Because.
Yeah, you know, just no, because. Oh, it's awful, isn't it? And there's so many people who wanted to stop her, you know, stop her from reaching this goal that she'd set out for herself when she was 12 and, you know, put so much effort into and was genuinely qualified. And, you know, we see now she was genuinely able to do it. And I think it was so telling of how people really, you know, people don't trust teenagers with their own lives. And I think, you know, Jess really showed them that you can, I think, and to an extent, but you can.
And we'll be right back right after this.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Welcome back. Kyle Meredith with Tegan Croft. And the moments of loneliness, like, even before it got to the parts of loneliness, that was my first thought going into this, like, wow, what a lonely experience this must have been. Especially when being still and being stuck becomes the hardest, one of the hardest things to overcome. How did you want to play those moments?
Well, for me, what was really lucky in a twisted way was that that time, COVID had just really broke out in Australia. So my state, my home state and the state we were filming in, the borders were closed. So I hadn't seen my family by the end of the shoot for 7 months. I'd just come back from filming Titans. I had to go straight to filming True Spirit. And so I hadn't seen my dad or my two sisters for 7 months at that point, which, so I was able to really draw from real authentic experiences, like real phone calls I was having that were so reminiscent of the phone calls I was, you know, acting out on set. So I was really able to show, it was really cathartic. It really was like to experience, to be able to let go of my emotions and feel all those things that I was already feeling. I mean, yeah, that was really special.
Well, those moments of loneliness leads to a genuinely sweet moment of you singing Starman, which comes throughout here, and Bowie plays this part. I've got Bowie posters behind me, just coincidentally. They're always back there. And so it really lit up for me to see the boat name and everything.
Sarah's such a huge fan of David Bowie. She really wanted him, you know, to be a strong presence. She named her son Bowie, actually.
Really? Well, that's what I was wondering. It was like, was that part of the real story that goes along with this? I love hearing this.
No, it was. So it was Sarah. It was Sarah who's it was her, like, her little touches on it with those Bowie moments. Yeah. I don't know if Jess is a huge Bowie fan.
Well, and that's fair. Not to put you on the spot, but like, do you, like, what's your comfort song? Do you have one in those moments an artist that you turn to?
I mean, my parents love to sing, and they love to sing together as well. And one thing that they love to sing together is Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel. I mean, I love Paul Simon, and a lot of his songs are comfort songs, but listening to that makes me remember how they sing that together. And Dad plays the guitar. It's really gorgeous.
It's one of the greatest of all time for a reason.
Isn't it?
Absolutely.
He is one of the best songwriters genuinely of all time. Sorry, don't get me started. Literally don't get me started. Sorry. I got distracted.
I could go down that rabbit hole with you for a long way. I know, it's time limit here.
Don't get me started.
I also wanted to quickly, I should quickly bring up Anna Paquin too. One of the greats. What was your experience working like with her?
I mean, she was so lovely. Unfortunately, she had to fly halfway through the shoot, so I didn't really get to work heaps with those actors because, you know, so much of it was on phone calls. So they did all their end of the phone call, and then they flew home, and then I had to do the rest of it. But she was really lovely. She had some really good advice, and you know, just such a great, you know, like, just, it's just so a bit surreal to kind of be working with her, and, you know, me having a scene, you know, do a scene with her, and like, oh, that's Anna Paquin. Okay. Wow, that's incredible. Jeez.
Well, you know, and apologies for the obvious stretch here, but, you know, both of you having superhero backgrounds, like, I, you know, that's
absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
Like, do you kind of use that a little bit in there? I mean, is there any camaraderie that just naturally happens? Like, that's one of those,
maybe,
like, you know, only so many people in the world have that.
Yeah, it's true. Maybe. I think that it's more that, like, because, you know, she was in the superhero world and then I was as well. Like, she was she's always an inspiration for me.
Just having that, I guess, like, the inspiration part is what I'm getting at. Like, you take a story like this and it's, I don't know what I'm getting at. It's the honor and the weight of maybe knowing that you're an inspiration to so many people out there. Like, does that get through to you?
Oh, it can. I think for me, I guess because I was playing Jess, and she's so good at, she's so graceful at holding, you know, carrying that burden of being such an inspiration. Whereas for me, cause I was only playing during the sailing part, I felt kind of free, and I felt like just a 16-year-old sailing. And I think that's how she felt at the time. And then obviously she came back and she was this huge icon. But I think part of the beauty of the film is that it shows the bits when she's not an icon, when she's just at home and she's trying to fix a boat and she's just, you know, making cupcakes in her boat. I think that's the beautiful part about it.
But just knowing that even you from Titans, I mean, you have that same effect on people. And I know sometimes that's comparing, like, you know, somebody who's gone out and actually sailed around the world to what happens in the acting.
Just chucked on a wig and pretended to do magic for like 9 months.
But it still lands in the same way, you know? Yeah.
I know, it is really hard to wrap my head around. And I actually get a bit uncomfortable thinking about it, because to me, you know, I'm just, I'm acting and I'm having a fun time. I want to, you know, do the best job I can and enjoy the acting, you know, as much as I can. And so it's jarring to think about the amount of people that are going to see it and, you know, who's going to be inspired. It's nice to think about. I've always been an older sister, older cousin. So, you know, obviously used to their adoration, but I'm not sure how I feel about, you know, so many people seeing me. You know, I'm just, it's really hard to step outside yourself.
Sure. Is there more Titans on the way? I know there was just a release last year.
There is a release of the second half of season 4. It should be coming right out this year in HBO Max. And it's a great end of the season. I mean, it's definitely my favorite season we've shot so far. Favorite story, Sebastian Sanger, Brother Blood by Joseph Morgan is bloody incredible. He's so amazing. And he's just, you know, become Brother Blood. So it's very exciting to watch. I'm so excited to see it.
Can't wait to see that too. In the meantime, again, congratulations, True Spirit. I'll say it again. It's such a beautifully shot and acted and inspirational story. All the accolades all the way to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for chatting.
All right. My thanks to Tegan Croft. True Spirits out now on Netflix. And of course, look forward to that upcoming second half of Titans Season 4. Big thanks to you as well for checking out the episode. Do hit that subscribe button before you get out of here. That way, you can keep up with all the new episodes that we put out every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify and Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or again, anywhere you get your podcasts from, subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I hang out starting at 6 p.m. every weekday. You get song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews. That's Monday through Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social medias, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all three of them. The address is at Kyle Meredith, so I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.